been had been removed, and Representative Grunberg will explain the reason for that. Representative Grunberg.
Do you want to take the other thing first, so we can, so then she can go back to her?
What do you want to do? You had to get my back?
Bill, and then she can go back. Then you can go back.
Okay, so I will explain that later. So let's move then to Senate Joint Resolution number 9. Do we have anybody here to testify, please?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Karen McCarthy. I'm staff for Senator Con Bundy. Senator Bundy is not able to be here today. He's chairing a committee and asked me to make the following comments.
Thank you.
Senator Bundy introduced SJR 9 because all members of our nation's military, whether active duty, guard, or reserve, deserve our support, especially at this very dangerous time. This resolution is the least we can do for our gallant young men and women in all branches of the military, for their families, and for the civilian employers who help make it possible for members of the Guard to participate in the defense of our country. SJR 9 expresses the Alaska State Legislature's recognition of the commitment of our Guard and active duty military to the security of our state and country, the legislature's support for the men and women who defend our freedom, gratitude for the sacrifices of the families and civilian employers of our men and women in uniform, and the hope that all members of the Guard and active duty members of the military return safely to their families. The language of SJR 9 was approved by both the Alaska Command and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. It passed the Senate with all 18 members present signing on as co-sponsors. Senator Bundy appreciates that SJR 9 has been handled expeditiously in the House due to the timeliness of the issue, and thanks members of the committee and other members of the House for their support for this resolution. I'd be pleased to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Representative Sisson, do you have any questions?
I do not, except that I really appreciate the fact that the National Guard is getting recognized, and thank the sponsors, please.
Representative Grunberg, any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Masick, any questions? And last but not least, Representative Dawson, any questions? Nor do I. I support this resolution. As you know, I'm very friendly toward anything we do to support the military, and either an active component, a reserve, National Guard component. And I think this, personally speaking, is a resolution whose time has come. And is there no other questions? Anybody else here to testify? Anybody online or anything? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that the bill moves into the dual recommendation.
Okay. Hearing no objection, the bill will move, and please everybody sign. Now, I have at this time I'd like to ask Representative Grant, we were supposed to have heard, let me find my notes here, we were supposed to have heard HB 185 today, which dealt with changing the name of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and I'll ask Representative Grunberg to comment on that if he would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That bill was to be a vehicle for making any necessary statutory changes, not actually just to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, but any other departments that needed any changes for the Homeland Security concept. And I've talked with their legislative liaison and with Commissioner Campbell and Roger Schnell, the deputy. And they're working on the legislation, and they're going to talk with us about putting it into the bill, so we have a little train now that can then move. They're going to need some statutory changes. They may decide not to put it in the bill, but at least we have the vehicle there. And rather than wasting our time today, we thought we would just, with the chair's concurrence, delay it. Right now it's just a name change. And that's just really a bill time.
Did they give any timeline of when they might be available for it to be heard?
I didn't ask that specific question, but I gather they're doing as quickly as they can, Mr. Chairman, but I can't tell you exactly. I don't know.
Okay, fine. As soon as you get word on it, I appreciate knowing about it, and we'll calendar it just as fast as possible after we get it back.
We'll do it in the form of a committee substitute.
Oh, I've been advised by my trusty chief of staff here that Representative Masick is in fact present.
Thank you. And all
is appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah, I usually notice ladies. With that, I'll just give you a quick update on the rally, which is scheduled tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 28th at 4:30 on the Capitol steps. We're getting a lot of publicity on it, radio, television. I think newspaper, the Juneau Empire is going to have an article on it. I've consistently announced it on the floor. I will do so again tomorrow. One email here that came in from Tom Sullivan says, support of this kind is critical and asks that you all attend as many friends and family as possible. A flyer handed out to the Chamber of Commerce today and so on. We're going to have several little American flags passed out. We're hoping to get the bagpipe, at least a core or at least a couple of them from the bagpipers to be here. Representing home is going to lead God Bless America because no one else is qualified. And see, what else? And we're going to have some good music for it. And the governor, the big news is the governor is going to address the rally.
Good.
And Lieutenant Governor is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And Representative Dawson is scheduled to read the resolution in whatever form it is in tomorrow. Yeah. Representative Sisner.
And Mr. Chair, I think you probably know some of us are, I've got a budget closeout in the House Finance Committee, Subcommittee, and so some of us are going to be probably not able to be there. So please give our well wishes.
I will, because the government must go on. Are there anything else to come before the committee? If not, I'd like to thank you for being here, and the committee is adjourned.